Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
The Vantage Point.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Wildcast podcast. I'm your host, Justin Spears, and you are listening to The Vantage Point. We've taken a couple weeks hiatus, and what a couple weeks it has been for the Arizona Wildcats. They are sitting here at 6-2, bowl eligible for the first time in a couple of years, and they are also cracked the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2015. They are ranked number 23. They will take on the USC Trojans, sitting at 7-2. They are number 17 in the country. And this is a game that has a lot of meaning to it, considering Arizona and USC are right there at the top of the Pac-12 South, and this game will kind of indicate who controls their destiny to clinch the division title. And I'm here with the LA Times' very own Zach Helfand. Zach, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Justin.
Yeah, no problem. So, Zach, first of all, USC is, they have two losses. The most recent loss was a road, just complete smacking at Notre Dame. Just kind of, what did that loss do for USC?
That really kind of ruined their season in so many words. USC coming into the season wanted to be a playoff team and thought that they had the talent to get there, especially when you have a quarterback like Sam Darnold, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. You think when you have that added to USC's talent level that you have a team that could go to the playoffs. And early in the season, they beat Stanford, kind of dominated Stanford, and you think that, all right, this team is capable of it. But they lost to Washington State and then just got embarrassed by Notre Dame. And I think what that showed was, one, they're not going to make the playoff because a two-loss USC team is not going to get there. And two, that they just weren't on the same level as Notre Dame. There were a lot of things that USC did wrong in that game. The thing that they did most wrong was just not have the players that Notre Dame had. Notre Dame just dominated the offensive and defensive line because their offensive line is probably the best anywhere. And their defensive line played a lot better than I thought. And USC just didn't have the personnel to handle that. I don't think a lot of teams do. So that kind of put USC in a bind and put a lot of pressure on this game with Arizona. Because if USC wins this game, they probably win the Pac-12 South, and you could kind of spin that as a positive season if USC wins the Pac-12. If they lose this game, then they're out of the Pac-12 South race pretty much with two games left for USC to play. And if that happens, people are going to be pretty upset. USC would have at least three losses, would fail to get to the Pac-12, fail to get a Pac-12 championship again, and I think some people will start to get somewhat impatient with the current coaching staff and put some pressure on them next year.
Yeah, and this is a matchup of quarterbacks. Of course, you have Sam Darnold, a guy who's viewed as being a possibly a top-five draft pick. I think he's going to go top three if he goes out this year. And then you have Arizona's quarterback and Khalil Tate, who people have given him the title as Mr. October. He's been all over the place. The last four games, he's rushed for 180 yards, and that has never been done by any player in FBS over the last 10 years, which really says something. Zach, what do you look forward to most about this quarterback battle? Because I saw your article in the LA Times, came out yesterday. You talked to Jack Jones, and he said that they're not scared. So USC's defense, they're not scared at all by Khalil Tate. What are you expecting out of the defense going up against Tate?
The about this too is he's a Sarah guy, and USC has a ton of Sarah players. Sarah's a high school in the LA area.
Yeah.
For those of who are listening who don't know, USC has, I think, three starters on the defense: Rasheem Green, John Houston, and I might be missing one. But they have three Sarah guys. I think they have a bunch of Sarah guys on this team. Oluwole Vatiku, he doesn't start, but he's also on the defense. So they all know Khalil Tate from high school and played against him, played with him, played against him in practice, played with him. So they kind of know what to expect. I think USC has a little bit of confidence in what they did to Khalil Tate last year when he was a freshman and came in the game in Tucson and really didn't do all that much. And they also recognize that he's a completely different player this year. He's much better. He's much more experienced. He's making amazing reads on the zone read, and he's just super explosive, and no one has been able to stop him. So it should be a fun matchup, just offense against defense. But then also you have, like you mentioned, Darnold against Tate, and they're so different. Darnold can run, but he doesn't run all that often.
Yeah.
Tate can throw, but he doesn't throw all that often. I think Darnold is the better quarterback. Darnold's going to be the better NFL quarterback.
Sure.
Tate might be a better college quarterback right now. He's running for like 200 yards every game and completing like 67% of his passes. In Rich Rod's system, he's perfect. So it's going to be really interesting. I still think Sam Darnold is tougher to defend in some ways because he can do both. He can throw it, USC can run it, whereas Arizona is more one-dimensional. But it's just such a contrast of styles, and it's probably the best quarterback matchup that USC has seen this year, even including Luke Falk when he went against Darnold. So it should be a fun game. I'm excited.
What are you looking forward to most? If you were, let's just say, we're going to Coach Helfand, if you were the defensive coordinator, how do you set up your game plan around corralling Khalil Tate and stopping Arizona's offense?
So this is what I thought USC was going to do against Notre Dame, and they didn't. So take this with a grain of salt. But Clancy Pendergast, who is USC's defensive coordinator, his MO is normally, I'm going to make an offense beat us with their second best option. So whether that's a different running back, a different receiver, or your passing game or versus the running game, that's what he's going to try to do. So when you look at Arizona, they run the ball as good as anyone. Their quarterback's as good as a runner as anyone. I expect USC to crowd the line of scrimmage, put a lot of guys in the box, put the cornerbacks in a lot of one-on-one situations, and say, hey, Khalil, you know, you've been passing great. If you pass us and beat us, congrats to you. But we're not going to let you beat us with your legs because that's what you do best. So I thought that USC was going to do that against Notre Dame, and actually they came out in a lot of nickel against Notre Dame's running game, and they came out in nickel, I think, almost two-thirds of the time, and it didn't work out very much. So you know, I could be wrong, but Clancy Pendergast historically has tried to take away team strength, so I expect a lot of crowded box, a lot of pressure at the line of scrimmage, and say, we're going to shut down your running game if we can, and if you pass to beat us, good for you.
All right, Zach, give us a game prediction. How do you think it's going to go on Saturday?
I think there's going to be a ton of points. I picked USC in the newspaper. I'm sticking by that. I think they figured some things out last week. I think Sam Darnold is back on track, and I think USC's defense is a little bit better than Arizona's defense. So I think USC is going to win in a high-scoring game. Do I feel very confident about that? No, I do not. I think like if I had to assign a confidence to it, it's like 60%. So like 10% more than like a toss-up. I think it's going to be a good game. I think just USC probably, if they take care of the ball, will win a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Khalil Tate has been phenomenal all season long, but we kind of get this vibe that Arizona's bound to lose at some point, and this is a game that they will lose. Like you said, USC's got better athletes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And we also talked about this on Michael Lev and Zach Rosenblatt's podcast earlier this week, that USC just has players that are going to be playing on Sunday. And Arizona's in this stage where, yeah, they are good and they have potential, but they're probably just a year, maybe two, out of potentially being a New Year's Six Bowl team or a team that could really contend for the conference. So I'm going to go with you, Zach. I think it's going to be maybe a 38-34 ball game. Am I kind of in the safe zone?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I picked. It was somewhere like very close to that score.
Yeah.
So I think I'm with you. And as you mentioned, you kind of alluded to, Arizona's so young.
Yeah.
I think that makes their future look really bright, especially with Tate. But it's a night game. It's a road game. There's a lot on the line. They haven't really played in a game quite like this. I know they played at Cal and at Colorado, but it's just not the same caliber team and not the same things on the line. So I think this is the best team they've seen so far and the hardest atmosphere that they're going to have to play in. So I think that alone gives USC a little bit of an edge.
Okay. That's Zach Helfand from the Los Angeles Times. Zach, thank you for joining. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me. It's
all right.
A pleasure.
All right, take care. All right, well, that is Zach. He is out there in Los Angeles, and you can go ahead and follow him on Twitter, at Zach Helfand, and all, of course, Michael Lev, Zach Rosenblatt, those guys are out there. Make sure you guys give them a follow. As always, don't forget to follow the Wildcaster on Twitter, at the Wildcaster, and don't forget to subscribe to the Wildcaster on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. That was The Vantage Point. I'm Justin Spears.